the view that, you know, Shvuah, Kefel, they're interchangeable in the Dina. But one would have thought that that would go a step further, and that we might say, well, they're really two, the two are really one in every respect. That's not exactly what Tosfos says. At the end of the day, it's clear that Tosfos believes that even though the dinim overlap, and you can learn one from the other, the parsha relates equally to both, nonetheless, they really are two separate dinim. Tosfos says this, and he says it in two ways. In Mida, in Davar Sheni Mesuyam, he says it by his discussion at the end of the one on the bottom of the page, where he says that he doesn't like the girsa of Lasuye on the Omid base, and the reason that he doesn't like it is because on Samach Dalet Omid base, because why would you need a ribuy? Why would you think that there should be any connection between Geneva and Toyntown is kind of, we'll get back to that. But forget that for a moment. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just stick to the first Tosis. When Tosis makes the point about the relationship between Shavuah and Kefel and says that there's overlap and says that the overlap will be more than Dabar HaMesuyam or Eina Mesuyam, it'll also apply to Shnayim and other things. But then Tosis says something very interesting, and that is, it must be that the case of Toin Tanis Ganav that is referred to in the Parsha is one in which there is Gilgal Shavuah. Okay. So what motivated Tosis to say that? Elichai? This comes out of the blue in Tosis. You have the line? Just read the line, if you don't mind, quickly. The question is, what motivated Tosis to say that?
The Rashi, the Kefel Yeshua HaKol Echad,
So if you stopped here, you would say that this is Tosis is terrific. Tosis has neutralized Davar Sheni Mesuyam, essentially. Correct? Go ahead. But then he adds, so where does that come from? What's the point of saying that? When we first read it, it sounds strange. What bothers Tosis? If you look at the Marsha, did you get a chance to look at the Marsha? Alan, you saw the Marsha? Daniel? Abigail? Sorry? No one saw the Marsha? Yehuda, did you get a chance? Nobody? Ephraim?
He says really two things. One of them is he makes it dependent on Das Hari earlier on in Tosos. And he says that really has to do with the fact that we want the drasha, the pasuk, to be talking about the main Indian in which it's written. If the main Indian is really Kefel, so it's appropriate for.
Well, he doesn't mention, doesn't say main, but the question is this: when you have something that is derived from one pasuk. So do you need an independent out... if you have two things that are derived from one pasuk, right? Do you need an independent expression of that halakha for each? Or is it sufficient that that one affects the other? That's an interesting question. In our case, what that translates to... Well, let's give the two examples, or maybe three examples, that it translates to is... When Tosis asked before in Samach Beis Amid Beis, why do you need a miut for karka? After all, Toin Tanis Ganav requires a shvua and einish voim ala karka. But so the assumption of the question is that if the miut takes place in a parsha which speaks about Toin Tanis Ganav, which includes the component of both Gneva and shvua, that the miut that applies to that dual category, right, is expressed separately in each. It's not enough to say that in Achanami, the Einish Boyim ala Karka, or if there's no Hechetimtzi, let's say, it really could be formulated in two ways. In the most extreme, you could say, well, maybe the din of Miut Karka really is just a function of the Shvua part and not of the Geneva part at all. Okay. I don't know if Tosis ever was thinking of that, but or at least, why does this Miut have to apply or is written in such a way to apply to both when one of them will never be lemaisa, right? If they, and even if theoretically it applies to the tzad gneva shabo, but you know, given the context and the case of the pasuk, since that's only theoretical because you never ever need it, so the pasuk, the parsha, wouldn't have been written in this way. Aside from the conceptual issue, I think, which is very, very important, as a drasha issue, it's very interesting. Okay, that seems to be the assumption of Tosas's question. So Tosas answers on Samach Beis Amid Beis, Gilgul Shvua. That's Tosas's way of answering the question. There is a hechetimtzi of Toin Tanas Ganav, where the issue of karka is not going to be ma'akev on the Shvua side of it, and nonetheless, it will still, then you'll have an expression of miut karka on the tzad geneva shabo. That's Tosis' answer. So basically, that could be the answer. I mean, Tosis, right. So if that's really what Tosis is saying, also in the context of hekdesh re'eyu, and that's also what Tosis is saying here. Basically, Tosis is bothered by the question that we thought was the, you know, the fringe benefit of Tosis's whole interpretation, right? Which was, oh, it applies equally to Kefil and Shvua. The traffic goes back and forth. Maybe there really is no din of Kefil Davar Mesuyam. The din of Kefil Davar Mesuyam is a function of Shvua B'Davar Mesuyam. So Tosis actually is dafka going out of their way to reject that. Tosis is saying the equivalent of Bim Tomar, if this applies Bein B'Shvua, Bein b'gneva, so then why do you need it in this equal application to gneva? It'll always be accomplished even just through the part of the shavua. It doesn't say that, but that's the implicit v'im tomar. The yesh lomar gilgul shavua, namely, if the nafkamina will be, if you have a gilgul shavua, so then the rule of ein nishbayin al davar she'ena mesuyam is not going to apply, but nonetheless, there's still going to be a patur toin tanis ganav mitzad ha gneva. That's basically Tosis's answer. Now, as Ephraim alluded, the Marsha points out that, you know, if you read the other Tosis just says, oh, chad mikra, it's not a problem. So therefore, Marsha comes to the conclusion that there really is a machlokas between the Re and Tosis, on what point? On that exactly. Go ahead.
And on whether or not the maskana really just allows you to make an automatic transfer from Shvua to Kefil.
Or whether or not, if one pasuk applies equally in the parsha, you really do need
a second limud, or a second independent.
Well, you would need an independent application. Would you need an independent application if the limud seems to apply equally to both concepts? So he thinks that is a machlokas between Tosis and the Re. Okay. So the Marsha really helps us understand better what bothers Tosis. However, there are some assumptions that emerge from Tosis. Okay. And they are, number one, that Gilgul Shvua, well, we know that Gilgul Shvua helps for Karka. Do we really know that Gilgul Shvua helps for Davar Sheinu Mesuyam from any other makar? The truth is that there could be limitations. Depends how one understands Gilgul Shvua, which is not our topic at the moment, but it's important. There's a school of thought that Gilgul Shvua can only accomplish, it can only compensate for chisronos that have to do with the mechayev of the Shvua. But things that have to do with the Hefta Shel Shvua, for example, Gilgul's not going to help you very much. The idea of Gilgul Shvua Zokikin is the idea that you don't need a Mechayev since you're already in Bezdin and you're swearing. So, you know, the Shvua HaRishona takes care of that. Therefore, all you care is that there's a proper Chalos or Hefta Shel Shvua. But Lu Yitzuyar, you have a Chisaro, not in the Chalos and the Hefta Shel Shvua. And not in the Bechayev of the Shua, but the Chalos of the Chefs of Shul Shua, Gilgul's not going to help you for that. Okay. So you have to weigh, just because we know Gilgul works for certain miyutim, like karka, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to work for all miyutim. Depends on what each chisaron is. Of course, if you take the view that Gilgal Shvua works even when the chisaron isn't the chefta shel Shvua, so that will expand Gilgal Shvua's effectiveness to things that otherwise are excluded by Shvua. But then the question becomes whether isn't another chiddush in this Tosfos. And that is it so obvious, but then it isn't only this Tosfos, it's this Tosfos and the Tosfos on Samach Beis on the Beis. Is it so obvious that, is this what you want to say? Before I'll ask you in a second. Or,
no.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. Is it so obvious that Toein Tanas Ganav can take place B'Gilgul Shvua? Bishlomo, if you say that Gilgul Shvua is a Chetzah Shel Shvua like any other Chetzah Shel Shvua, and the only difference is when it comes to the Mechaivim, but it's a regular Shvuas Hadayanim in every other respect. So then, you know, Toein Tanas Ganav Fayidei Gilgul Shvua is a very reasonable idea. But if we were willing to say that, you know, it's a different, it affects even the Chetzah Shel Shvua, or it isn't an independent Shvua, it's just tacked on to the other Shvua, and that's how it works. So is it obvious at all that Gilgul Shvua would work for Toein Tanas Ganav? I mean, Tosfos assumes so on Samach Beis Amud Beis as well. In that respect, Samach Beis Amud Beis and Samach Gimel Malaf are parallel. Just 1 more second. I mean, we know, for example, that Tosfos does reject the idea of Kofetz V'Nishba. Right? Let's say there's no Chiyuv Shvua, and you go into Bezin and you're Kofetz V'Nishba. Right? So Tosfos says here, that same Tosfos, right? On Samach Beis Amud Beis, says v'leka lemeimar de'itzrich lekofetz v'nishba de'bagozel kama muchach de'lo mishalem elim ken ma'bezin mashbiin also. Right, kofetz v'nishba is also an interesting case. One could have said there too that the problem is, you know, in the mechayev. But if it's kofetz v'nishba, there's no mechayev problem, and maybe it's a chefza shel shvuas hadayanim. Tosfos here seems to be saying that there's a difference between Gilgul Shvua and Kofetz V'Nishba. I'm just pointing out that the more you widen the application of Gilgul Shvua and begin to call into question whether it isn't whether it still remains an independent Shvua Sadayanim, the more questionable distinguishing between Kofetz V'Nishba and Gilgul Shvua is. In some respects, Gilgul Shvua may be even more problematic than Kofetz V'Nishba. So either way, Tosfos is important here. But Tosfos is important for both of these issues. But one thing that I think clearly emerges from Tosfos, there wouldn't be the Toma to begin with if Tosfos felt that the Mida Minyan Umishkal Davar Mesuyam of Kefel resulted from Shvua. And on the contrary, if you look at the language of Tosfos, now that we understand all of this, if anything, the language of Tosfos points in the opposite direction. If anything, it sounds like Shvua has a din of davar mesuyam because of kefel, right? I think that's pretty clear in Tosfos. Let's again look at the line very quickly. Second. Yeah, I mean the chain hodem b'matina davar shein v'suyam have a bein linyan. It sounds like Tosfos saying mashnayim is the impact we learn from shvua to kefel. Kehechid hashein linyan shvua v'chanami linyan kefel. The chain hodem b'matina davar shein v'suyam have a bein linyan shvua bein linyan kefel. So it sounds like, and some of the other rishonim, I think it's even more explicit that if anything, the din of davar shein v'suyam is a din in kefel, which, because it's in the same parsha, we now know applies also to Shvua. Yeah, you had a question.
Is it possible to neutralize both points in Tosfos by saying that the real halacha is halacha in Gilgul, meaning really all these places, my karka and my kefel from Gilgul is not to say that karka is out, Doshim Sun is out, but rather it's really to reflect that Gilgul does not apply to Toein Tanas Ganav, and then.
I'm not following. What question are you trying to?
From Tosfos, we have 2 things. One is that it seemed like Darshim Suyim by Kefo was just a function, not a Kefo, but a function of Shua until the last line of Tosos.
Right.
And the Rebbe was saying that Tosos is assuming that Gilgal Shua applies to Matan's Ganav. But couldn't we say that really the, these all these Miyutim are really telling you that Gilgal Shua does not apply to Tonatanis to Tonatanis Ganav? And that there really is no special halacha of Darshim Suyim and Kefo.
Well, then, but then the halacha of, I mean, according to Tosos, halacha of Karka, Davar Masuyim would be the same halacha.
Right, but maybe you would.
It doesn't sound that way. I'm not sure what.
In Karka, but right. You need more Pesukim.
It doesn't, right. To me, it doesn't sound that way. And as I say, then you'd be saying the, you know, you'd be saying the same halacha through several miyut. The whole point of these psukim is that each miyut is memayit something different. So I don't see it. You know, it sounds like the pashtus as we're saying, you know, the ein toin tan is ganav bekarkav, ein toin tan is ganav bedavar sheina mesuyam. As for the question, what do we need miyutim to say that equally to geneva? When anyways, the precondition of this Gneva Shavua already determines that, the answer is, there is Hechotim. I don't really see, in theory, I mean, I'm making the horror because I'm saying in theory, Toin Tan is Ganav, just like there's no Kafatz V'Nishba, according to Tosis, maybe there's no Gilgal. But I'm open to the possibility that one should say Gilgal doesn't work for Toin Tan is Ganav. But it seems clear to me that that's not what Tosis is saying. Michael had a question, so yeah.
Could we say that I guess maybe not in Tosis as what he said to Baruch Dov, but we say that maybe Lam could be Dover Shin Masuyam because of what we've seen before, that you can even, I forget that phrase you use, the fact that all land is considered as one, so therefore you can purchase land.
Sada Da'ara Chada.
Right, and the fact that we see that they may not have a price, that between the two it might be.
I mean, Karka, well, we did discuss that. I mean, again, when we talked about why Karka is excluded from Gneva and Gezela, so I think I said, and you know, the fact that it's included in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia and in Shavuos, together with Ona'a and Shmira and Shavua and other such things, so it could be that it's a more general idea about Karka, not having a price. Karka just being different in many other, like Ona'a, in other words, and other such things. I think it's possible. But
in which case, then Gilgal might, therefore, that would be a reason why Gilgal would apply to Dabash and Museum, because Karka itself is.
Right? Maybe, again, it's possible. I just don't, in Tosis, I don't think
right,
it's
right.
True. Right. It's possible. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't. It's something that most of you, but I didn't understand why it thought it was Machmel Tosos that.
And that's not that the language of thought. That Tosos was saying that this is whatever applies to one applies to the other, and for that reason, it seems like Shnayim is going to apply also to Kefel, even though the halacha is really formulated in the Gemara in Shavuos with regard to Shavua. Here, this halacha of Davar Mesuyam is formulated with regard to Geneva, and yet it will apply also to Shavua.
But he says two examples in different directions.
No, I thought because his diuk was that the Gemara in Bava Metzia speaks about the Gemara in Shavua speaks about Shnayim in the context of Kalim, and nonetheless we're going to apply it to Kefil. That's a Chiddush of Tosis, right? And that you need Shnei Kesef, something of that sort. But that same logic, I mean, that just because the Gemara speaks about it in one context, that's kind of the real source, and that it's being exported. If you were to apply that same logic, the formulation of Davar Sheinu Mesuyam is in our Gemara. That the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that Mida Minyan Mishkal is a requirement of Shavua, that's clear. But they don't formulate it as Davar HaMesuyam Ve'en HaMesuyam. It's the Bali Tosis, according to the first Deya, that are putting together these two points, right? And especially if you take the view Chatzi Egos V'Chatzi Rimon, right, there's certainly no Gemara in Shavuos about that. And yet it would seem that Tosis is saying that whatever Davar HaMesuyam is, it applies to Shavuos. So I'm just saying, if you understand what he's saying about the Gemara in Shavuos and its impact on Bava Kamma, then it sounds like he's saying, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma has an impact on the Gemara in Shavuos. It really comes from Bava Kamma. As opposed to saying Zadin and Shvua, which affects Geneva, Toin Tan is Ganav as well. That's how I'm reading Tosis. I think it's correct. Okay. That's in terms of Tosis, but in theory, one could still say differently. We'll see in a moment that there are Rishonim who do. Okay, so getting back to the bigger picture. So according to Tosis, then Mida Minyan and Mishkal, according to what we're understanding, Tosis could have said one thing but don't. So then Mida Minyan Mishkal Chatzi Zayis Chatzi Rimon still need to be explained, because the kefal issue doesn't really flow from the shvuah, so we still need an explanation. Well, what's the problem in the kefal issue? And I mean, parallel, the same problem, in other words, in shvuah is the problem here. And what is that problem then? What is the problem of chatzi rimon, chatzi egos, or davar shena mesuyam? Mida minyan mishkal. So, what would be the problem? Well, what's the problem of chatzi egos and chatzi rimo? Let's look at that for a moment. We tried to understand this better through Mida Minyan and Mishkal. But let's spend a minute at least on chatzi egos and chatzi rimo. Chatzi egos and chatzi rimo comes from the sugya in Bab Metzia and Hazav, right? The sugya of Chalipin, Kinyan Sudar. So, Konin Bekli, Afal Pi Sheim Bo Shava Pruta, right? But it's got to be a Davar HaMesuya. Why? What does that establish?
Technically or conceptually, technically it's because it has to be domain to now.
Okay, right. That's the limud. Correct. Okay. So it's a din in chashivos, but is it just a din in chashivos, or it could be it's a din in chashivos, or the Gemir's das has to focus on a davar chashuv, or but more to the point, maybe it's a shir in what? It's chashivos, but what kind of chashivos? Monetary chashivos? Or chashivos of a different type?
Legal.
What?
Legal.
Okay, for sure legal chashivos, but legal chashivos as, I think, I'm speculating, as a ben. The whole idea of kinyan sudar is that you don't look at it as money, or the equivalent of money. The whole idea is, right, konin bekli, afal pi she'ein bo shava pruta. Meaning we don't translate it in dollars and cents. It's a davar chashuv b'toras b'en as a kli, not for what you can get for it, but as a cheftishol kli in its own right. And that could also be the reason, we discussed this in the past, why a kli, and more recently in terms of pachas mishava pruta, a kli pachas mishava pruta may be nidon kipruta in some halachos, especially the ones that depend on shame mamon or chashivos, but especially you might draw the line where you need a be'en or a kli. The truth is, that's what kinyan sudar is about, according to many Rishonim. It's not about, again, the Ravid says, kinyan areu kekasef l'chol davar. The Ravid in Perek Chav Tes, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tes. And again, in Perek, Perek Hei Hilchos Avadim. When he wants to explain that, the Rambam is wrong in distinguishing between kesef and sudar. So the Ravid says, kinyan areu kekasef l'chol davar. Right, that's the discussion of Tosis and Kedushin. We discussed it last year, several times. And of Gimel, right, the Havamin of the Gemara, you can be Makadish with Chalipin. The Gemara thought, that's like Kesef. Then the Gemara, how did the Gemara prove it wasn't like Kesef? Because Konin Bekli, Afapi, She'enbo, Shavapruta. So that doesn't mean, we define Kesef differently in Kli. That wouldn't be a very good raya. What Tosis understood was the fact that Konin b'kli, afal b'shem b'shavapruta means that even when there is a shavapruta, the kli is not value. It's you don't see dollar signs when you look at a kli, right? You see a kli. Now we should be particularly sensitive to that in the context of Geneva and Gezela, right? The losach mode, or the chamson rather, who's mishalem. Right, and yet is a kind of a quasi gazlan. Right, it's not about value. He's giving top dollar, even. Right, he's paying a high price. Maybe he's paying more than it's worth. Maybe he's guilty of onah. Who knows? It doesn't matter. What's he doing? It's geneva or gazela. It's a be'en. the fact that there are Veheshivas like Zeh, we'll have to analyze this Veheshivas like Zeh Lashon Gazal. To what extent is that about the Be'en? It could just be a lack of Kinyan. If I don't have full Kinyan, I'm out of Chafza, so I can't keep it. It's not mine, or it's more his than it's mine. Fine. Is it something more? Is there a Chiyu, Veheshivas like Zeh Lashon Gazal? One element is what I just said. I don't know it enough. Another element is I want to reverse the Maisa. We talked about that. Difference between Gzela and Geneva. Could be that. It could be there's another element, and that is, right, it's restitution is about money. But there are two actions in every Geneva. There's Geneva Saben, and there's Geneva Sashovi. And a Chamson is just Geneva Saben. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch was talking about so much about Malkus, you know, for the Be'en in Lo Sach mode. So it's interesting to consider the possibility that Dafkin Gneva, right, there's a Chalos Gneva Sabe'en, and maybe the Shiur of that can invoke at least some aspects of Kinyan Sudar. Not Pachas Mishava Pruta, Afa Bishem Mishava Pruta, because it has to be maybe either the Maisa Lekicha or some element of Shovi and Hefsid Mamun in its own right. Okay, but once you get past that, is there a dimension, well, we've already seen that there is, of taking away the guy's Be'en in its own right. So if that's true, Amenasa Mekat may have something to do with that. So then Chatzi Zayis, the Chatzi Rimon, from a monetary point of view, again, it's worth more than a pruta, what do we care? But in Hilchos, Be'ens and Kalim, Chatzi Zayis and Chatzi Rimon, when you're talking about barter, or you're talking about focusing your attention on a Be'en to trigger your Das, meaning Sudar, right there it doesn't qualify. So maybe Kefel, or Gneva in general, but especially the Kefel part of Gneva is the Knas for stealing a Be'en. But if you take a Be'en, you know, which isn't really a Be'en, it's just, you know, translates, it's a conversion into dollars and cents and nothing more. So maybe that's more Gzela than Gneva. It's about Hefsed, there is Hefsed Mamon, but the focus on the Maisa, the fact that you took a particular Hefza, for that, you require a focus on the Ben. Chatzi Zayis, Chatzi Rimon, Dover Shenim Esuyim doesn't qualify. If that's the case, if that's what's going on here, okay, it gets back to what we were discussing before. The Gemara, Adonis Havamina, Dover Hakare, Magabe Mizbeach, Nadela, fine. In Lemaskara, we don't accept any of that. But what was that all about? Right? A certain stature of the Ben? In dollars and cents, it makes no sense. Whether it's Metame bin Avela or whether it's Kari Vagabi Mizbeach, doesn't affect its price, doesn't affect your financial situation, Kihuzeh. But if you're talking about what kind of a Be'en did you steal, how horrific is the Maisa Otsam Rishis Sabailim beyond the financial repercussions, so maybe you look to that world. So the Halacha, we don't. We look within Choshem Mishpat. But within Choshem Mishpat, we have the context of Sudar, or the Midah Minyan Mishkal, Davar Shanishba Alav, not because the Shvua is the Davar Hama Akev and Toin Tan is gone if it's a din in the Shvua, but there's a reason, there's an overlapping common denominator reason why Einish Baim Al Davar Shembo Midah Minyan Mishkal. Again, maybe the idea is because you have to be Nishba, you know, about something more specific. But if that's true, we can understand Rashi as well. What did Rashi say? Davar she'ein bo siman. I think it's an interesting question to raise within Rashi. Davar she lemaisa ein bo siman, or davar she lo nitan lesimanim. It doesn't matter to me where you draw the line. It was interested in raising the question whether one might not be mechalik. So if you have a chayfetz, you know, which doesn't have a simon, so does that per se make it less chashuv? I don't know, but it makes it less of a personal be'en geneva. in a way. Especially if it's something, you know, it's like, you know, it's on, you know, it's, you know, manufacturer produced, easily replaced. It's ein bo siman, davar she ekronit ein bo siman. Something that's mass produced. It's cash. Or something specific. The person didn't bother to put a siman on it. So in a certain sense, what that means is, I mean, if it would be lost, it wouldn't be returned to him either. It's a shiur in not monetary chashivos, necessarily, but chashivos as a band, this particular object, this particular Maisa Gneva. Yeah.
Rashi should also just be telling us to look at the whole mitzvah of Shavzaveda in a different light. I mean, that even in the parsha of Shavzaveda, the Shariyish Muslim in that fact isn't a practical one, but it actually reflects that.
Well, except the Rashi isn't talking directly about Hashava.
He's booking it. I mean,
he's talking about Kefel.
Oh, I'm assuming that he's getting this, I mean, this distinction from the world of, perhaps, I don't know, Shavzaveda.
I'm not sure. It could be that. Oh, no, I mean, right. I mean, it obviously it's from the world of Shavu Saveda, but what I'm saying is that Shavu Saveda is also a practical point, and that is, if Zain Bo Simon, what are you going to do? But I think what Rashi is saying is, Zain Bo Simon, in addition to the practical question, is also a way of gauging, you know, how personal and how chefts-oriented is this, you know, is this problem and is this issue? Or is it just about dollars and cents?
I'm just asking if this element also exists in the world of Rosh Hashanah. That's what I mean. If we use Rashi as a,
I mean, could you go back with this and say to Rosh Hashanah? I think it's Rosh Hashanah. You mean Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
I think it's possible. I think it raises the question. You have to learn those sugyas again, right? I mean that Einbo or Yeshbo or Einbo Simon isn't just practically, you know, a question of being able to. I think there are some rayas for that, but it's a shear in the stature of the object, the kind of object that requires Hashanah. Except again, Hashava on that level also includes a monetary component, namely, you know, the guy suffers a loss. Just that since you didn't trigger that loss, just that now you've encountered the ban, so the mechayev of returning this b'torah's ban doesn't apply. It's not that kind of a ban. It's a davar shein bo siman. Possibly. I think it's food for thought, if nothing else.
That what Tosfos might be bothered with, Tosfos might be saying,
right, Tosfos is saying, what does this have to ma'inyan mitzia?
Tosfos seems to himself being admitting that there's this idea of chetz, something that transcends.
Right, but it doesn't have to be defined by davar shei shrein bo siman. Just as Rashi doesn't think it necessarily has to be defined by klilin and sudar. Right. I mean, what I'm saying is it could be that they're struggling to. This is, in a way, the echo of davar shekari val gabi mizbeach and davar shemitami b'mago masa. But, you know, in within Choshen Ishbat, to try to figure out what's money and what's a be'en, and what's a personal be'en as opposed to a general be'en or mass-produced be'en, you know, a manufactured, you know, warrantied be'en, something of that sort. But that doesn't mean that each one has to. Again, I think Tosfos looked at Rashi and said, well, where do we find that Yesh Rainbow Simon, the only time we find it is in Metzia. And in Metzia, we understand good practical reasons why Yiyush, other things, Yiyush, how are you going to get back to him? And even if you could get it back to him, maybe he's Messiahish. Whatever, what does that have to do with this? But Shavua, you know, already teaches us that Mida Minyan and Mishkal has such a status. And Sudar already teaches us that Chatzi Zayis Chatzi Rimon has such a status. So it could be that Tosfos just doesn't see, doesn't disagree with the way that we're, the conclusion that we're, you know, projecting for Rashi. Just, you know, what does that have to do? I think it's. I would just be a little more moderate and say it's food for thought in Hashava Saveda, going backwards as well. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it's probably can answer very well to the idea of Ketel being Kishas al Redin, the sense that there's a lack of focus on the Knas being related to the initial value of the object.
Yeah, very good. I think that's very good, which we'll speak about much more when we get to Rav's Halacha. But I think you're absolutely correct. In a way, this detaches, you know, Kefa a little bit more from Maisa Gneva. It has to, because, again, the Karen certainly is not affected by this is either Chatzi Rimon or Ein Bo Minyan Mishkal or Ein Bo Siman, that's for sure. So you're adding, in addition to that, it's not only is it, you know, separated more from the be'en, which also would overlap with the monetary aspect being separated by the be'en. But I think you're saying, you're taking it a step further and saying, well, if this really isn't about the monetary aspect at all, then surely the assessment of its value could be different too. 100%. I think that's true. Again, it also connects to especially the issue of hashava, as we said before. You know, one could say hashava is just nita klase. One could say hashava is just, you know, lack of ownership. These are the issues to explore. But we shouldn't forget the line of Tosfos on Samach Beis and Beis, which we discussed also, and which we'll, you know, return to. And that is that it sounds like there's some special link between hashava and kefel. Right? Tosfos says, you know, as long as there's a hashava, there's a kefel, even on a davar, you know, which is eno gufo momon, even about which we would say sarv shtarosav patur. And that's the line of Tosfos, right? So it could be it's just a shir and maisa geneva, but kiven di isa l'shtar be'en chayev l'haksir sokadaita kishemaksir mishalem akefel imam. And in general, I think this is an important issue. I mentioned that the Reb Chaim has this idea also a little bit, we'll discuss soon, about hashava being particularly connected to the kefel side. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very connected to Rashi's head. Absolutely. Okay. Good. So that's in terms of Mida Minin Mishkal, Simon, and Kli. Chatzis Ayis Chatzis Rimon. Okay. Now let's get back to the other question, and that is, halacha, do we have this halacha? Do we pask in this way? Is there any difference between Ganav and Torin Tana's Ganav, etc.? Okay, so before we even get to that, I should say, we'll just repeat what we said yesterday. According to the Ravid, Udi'imei, this whole discussion just doesn't even get off the ground. It's only a halacha in Shvuas, Vodav Mikzas. Kefel has nothing to do with any of it. That's, of course, an extreme sheet. The question is, la halacha, is a room to be mechalik between Gneva and Toin Tanas Ganav. So here we have the discussion and some of the Rishonim who l'halacha do make this distinction, and some of them are tola on the continuation of the Gemara. Gemara has a discussion whether or not im lo yimatzei aganav, im himatzei timatzei aganav, is chad l'toin Tanas Ganav and chad l'ganav, or Shneem are Latoin Tanas Ganav, and we only learn out Ganav from, you know, Shadi, Shor, Mibenayu, from some other remez in the Psukim, but it's not explicit in the Parsha. Okay. So if you look at the Rimigash, so the Rimigash has this whole tshuva, in which he was asked about what appears to be a discrepancy in the Gemara. The Gemara here says, Limute Davar, She'ena Mesuyam. The Gemara on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, according to the Girsa that we have, says La Suye Davar HaMesuyam, or Davar She'ena Mesuyam. So actually Rashi interprets there La Suye Davar HaMesuyam, which means Limute Davar She'ena Mesuyam. So Rashi had the Girsa on the Gemara, and but the way that he interpreted it, it came out fine. Okay, just whether you act something the positive or the negative. Okay. Tosis, on the other hand, as we know, Tosis changed the girsa. Both cases, it's limute. Both Tosis on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And again, if you look at the little teeny Tosis on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and he repeats it again, limute davar sheinu mesuyam isvarim degarsi lesuye ulel mefurash. And what's particularly fascinating in Tosis, as we noted yesterday, was that on the one hand, Tosis, you know, seems to be bothered by the problem, not because of the discrepancy, but because of the need to prove the discrepancy. It sounds like Tosis thinks that, you know, the fact that Ganav and Toin Tanas Ganav are in the same, seem to be in the same boat, that's just an impression. But in fact, the reality is Toin Tanas Ganav, two different mechayim, and the truth is that that's our major issue at the moment. Is that really true? The irony in Tosis is, if they're really two different mechaibim, so you shouldn't need a limud to teach you the discrepancy. If you need a limud to teach you the discrepancy, it sounds like they're one mechaib. So that's the irony. Right? Tosis is going to end up being gores, that the din of Davar Sheni Mesuyim applies, Bain, Betoin Tan is Ganav, Bain Beganav, because he's of the opinion that Ganav and Toin Tan is Ganav are two different Mechayiv. But you can understand that that's a bit of a chinesh, and we understand what Tosis is saying. But in theory, one would have thought it the opposite to be true. If La Halacha, Davar Sheni Mesuyim, Kefel is Ma'akev and Toin Tan is Ganav, but it's not Ma'akev and Ganav. It sounds like the Kefel of a Ganav and the Kefel of a Toin Tan is Ganav are based on two different ideas, probably because the Gneva of the Ganav and the Gneva of the Toin Tan is Ganav are based on two different ideas. Okay. So we have Tosis, but according to the other Rishonim, and we have these different Girsah. We have Rashi's Girsa, Tosis's change of the Girsa, but what about according to the Rishonim who say, La Suye on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, Limute on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, they really hold this a discrepancy. What are they going to do to explain this discrepancy? So the Tshuva, the Rimigash, and the Riyaz also says the same thing. That that we're mechalek between Toin Tan is Ganav and Ganav. But according to them, it's all because once we establish what the Parsha is really all about, it's possible that Davar Sheni Mesuyim is just a halacha in Shmuel. What we originally wanted to say in Tosis appears in the Migash, and one day in the Meiri, and the Riyaz. Vishasha'alta, Lamarim, Beperk Meruba, Salma, Lemute Davar Sheni Mesuyim, Echis, Yashiv Zem, Amarim Lahalan, Shadi Chamor, Beni Matzah, Deti Matzah, Lasuyim, Ayi, Lasuyim, Labai Chaim, Shornafke, Lasuyim, Davar Sheni Mesuyim, Stira, Tshuva, Zah Pasuk Shekosu Ba Salma, For Hamadno also betoin Tanis Ganav. A pasuk Hasheni shekasabo imi matzeti matze biado hu beganav atzmo. So if you stopped right there, it would be really exciting. We'd say what Tosis says, two different mechayvim, but with the more obvious application, nafkemina legabe davar sheino mesuyim. The problem is that if you read on, the Rimigash makes it clear. The Davar Sheni Mesuyim itself is just a function of the Shvua, exactly what Tosis was avoiding, the other part of Tosis was avoiding, namely, the first Tosis on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph that we read is avoiding. That's exactly what the Rimigash ends up saying. The V'yetzei lanu ata mizeh, sheganav atzma mischayiv l'shalim tashlum ekefal, afilu ganav Davar Sheni Mesuyim, the toin tan is ganav lo yischayiv tashlum ekefal al ad shei tanase b'davar mesuyim. L'madnu zeh mehaikar shebiyadinu, she toin tan is ganav Lo yishalim tashlum mekefal achar shvua, v'yadua shashvua lo tischayev ale b'davar mesuyim. V'ho v'lo yischayev shvua b'davar sheni mesuyim, v'ischayev sheiv patar alav me'akefal. Ho v'ha'ikar b'yadenu, sh'akefal lo yischayev ale b'davar sheni schayev alav bo, shvua v'nishba alav. Aval aganav atzmo, shehu chayev b'kol api, b'kol afilu b'lo shvua, hinei roi l'chayev o kefal afilu b'davar sheni mesuyim. Kivin sheinu mechuyev shvua ein hefresh bein davar mesuyam ledavar sheinu mesuyam. The only thing that's a little bit not clear in the Rimigash is it totally a direct causal relationship? Namely, you have to be nishva, and therefore einu mesuyam. What about Tosis's gilgul shvua? What would the Rimigash say about that? So maybe he would say that gilgul shvua doesn't work for Toin Tan is Ganav. I don't know. Or would he agree in that case that Davar Sheni Mesuyim is not Ma'akev even in Toin Tan is Ganav? Or let's look at another case. The Or Sameach. Right, the Or Sameach was arguing that maybe you can have Toin Tan is Ganav b'li Shvua. Right, as long as you don't have the problem of there not being a Taina Poteres. Right, so let's say Balavimo. If you hold that's the day in Tosis, Balavimo B'shomer Sachar. So in that case, assuming that were really true, according to the Rimigash, so then you wouldn't need Davar Mesuyam either, because it's only a function of the actual Shavuah? I think that's a simple reading of the Rimigash. He may not accept these Nafkimina, there may be no Hechetimsis for the Rimigash. I'm just saying, conceptually, what's it about? So then, if that's true, then there's no, it's not that there's a difference between Tori Tanis Ganav and Ganav. It's all derivative of Lamaisa, the requirement of Shavuah. However, this one line reads a little bit different. Behove lo yischayev shvuah b'davar shein mesuyev v'nischayev sheipater ma'kefel. Hov ha'ikar b'yadenu sha'kefel lo yischayev ela b'davar sheinischayev alav shvuah v'nishba alav. That one line. Again, it could just be that it's lo meduyak, and in the, you know, the rest of the, in light of the rest of the piece, don't isolate that line. But if you were to isolate that line, v'ayikar b'yadenu shakefa lo yischayim ela b'davar shenischayim alav shvua v'nishba alav, may make it seem that it's not just l'maisa you need a shvua for toin tanas gana. It makes it seem two things that are important. Number one, that the Shvuah is an important dimension in the Mechayiv of Toin Tanis Ganav. It's not just a technical precondition. That's A. And B, makes it sound like the fact that Toin Tanis Ganav needs a Shvuah tells you something about the nature of Toin Tanis Ganav, which in turn makes Davra Mesuyam relevant to Toin Tanis Ganav. Right, even separate from the Shvuah part of Toin Tanis Ganav. If I only had that line, I would say that what it means. Ha'ikar v'yadenu sha'kefel lo yischayiv alav b'davar shenischayiv alav Shvuah v'nishba alav. So I'm not 100% sure. In the Me'iri, I think it's much more clear that this is just a direct function of the Shvuah itself. In the Riyaz, it's certainly clear that way. Let's see if I can find it for a second. The chena teyachal afarshalin and toin tanis ganav she'enu mishalim kefil ala b'shvua vein shvua b'davar she'enu mesuyam. So the Meiri, the Riyaz, I think it's a davar pashut that there is no din of enu mesuyam in kefil at all, and there's no chiluk between, not in this matter anyway, of ganav and toin tanis ganav. In the Rimigash, I think it's possible that he's saying something more fundamental. If you look at the Rashash al Atar here, the Rashash just brings up the question. He says, well, Limaskana, where the Gemara says, you know, that the Parsha, one second. There's the Rashash on Samach Dalad Amud Beis. V'nira dehashta l'fi ha'maskana ein lanu limutei davar sheinu mesuyim b'ganav atzmo. Ein le'el betosas. Aval atana dechad b'ganav v'chad b'toin tanas ganav afilu ganav atzmo. Ein ochai b'davar sheinu mesuyim. Then he says, if the ka'et lo matzasi l'harambam shehotzi davar sheinu mesuyim afilu b'toin tanas ganav umidvar the perik base ilchus geneva halacha base near the posuk katana chad beganov. That's with regard to motive knas pator. The chema tzin v'mashu posuk perik gimel halacha ches kerav the motive knas achach moedim pator. Za asik command amar chad beganov. Va'ayim betoz dir masal ein agonev v'im kein af aganov atzma pator b'davar sheni mesuyam v'tzarachiyam. So the Rashash basically says, maybe this whole issue, it seems like this whole issue, depends on whether or not Toin Tanis Ganav and Ganav are learned out explicitly in the same parsha, almost interchanged in the Psukim, or not. But he's not suggesting that, you know, and therefore if it's no hechreach to say, as if it's not in the parsha, but it's learned out from another remez, he matzei, shadi, and so on, So then it's not necessarily the parsha, and therefore it's not. So mukrach. Aye, what about Davar Sheni Mesuyim itself? Based on the Shvuah, he doesn't say any of that. It sounds to me like what the Rosh Hashanah is saying is as follows. The real issue here is about the relationship between Ganav and Toin Tanas Ganav. Are they different Mechaivim? Or, given the circumstances of Shmira, of Toin Tanas Ganav, etc., that becomes a Gneva? So it sounds like that Gufa may depend, it's very logical that it may depend, on the Limud. If the pasuk goes in Mimatzei Aganav, you know, Im Lo Himatzei Aganav, Toin Tanas Ganav, Im Himatzei Aganav, Ganav, right? The psukim are speaking about them interchangeably. So what we're basically saying is it's one concept of Gneva. All the detailed adjustments are just that. They're adjustments based on the context and other such things. You can compensate for lack of, with Shvua and Shmira, you don't need Maisa, and so on. Good. And then, Davar Sheni Mesuyam, since it's a requirement in Toin Tanas Ganav, then forget about the Shvua. Again, like I said in the Rima Gash, that line, may be reflected by the fact that there's a need for Shvua. Fine. So too, there's such a requirement in Gneva. Because it's not a din in Shvua. But the second, that the entire Parsha, Bichsav, Mefurash, is about Toin Tanas Ganav, and regular Ganav is learned out from this other Drasha, so there's no reason anymore not to say that Toin Tanas Ganav isn't a special Din Gneva, Ayyadei Shvua, for a Shomer, etc. So then, why not say that the limitation of Kefel and Davar Sheni Mesuyam is also only limited to Toin Tanas Ganav? It's not because it's a function of directly of Shavua, but because we're talking about two different Mechaibim. Kind of like what I was suggesting for that one line in Rimigash. I just don't know if it's true in the Rimigash. So that would be very important. The Rosh Hashanah himself points out that the Rambam doesn't mention Davar Sheni Mesuyam neither in Toin Tanas Ganav, right? Nor in Gneva. It's quite possible that that according to the Rambam, if the Rambam had interpreted Davar Sheni Minyan Mido Mishkal, maybe he would hold that it's only a din in Shvua. And therefore, even if it affects Toin Tanas Ganav, it doesn't belong in Ochos Gneva because it's not a din in Kefel, it's a din in the Shvua. Or the Rambam felt that Lamaskana, when the Gemara says Lasuye, the Gemara turned around completely. The Gemara thought originally that Gneva was a certain character, maybe based on the... I'll leave it for that. The Gemara thought that based on the Limudim, etc., the Gemara changed its mind. Either way, it's clear that the Rambam never quotes a halacha in either context. I mentioned the Or Sameach. Or Sameach is a whole pilpul about why the Rambam left out this halacha. And then in the end he says, it's a good pilpul, but I really think the pshat in the Rambam is like the Rimigash. So obviously he thinks that that according to the Rambam, Toin Tanas Ganav does require, and not actual Ganav. What he doesn't explain is, so why isn't it mentioned even in Perek Dalet in the context of Toin Tanas Ganav? I would just add, he doesn't say it, but I would add, I think what he means is what I just said, which is, you don't need to say it because probably understands Rimigash as a technicality, namely, it's look at Ochos Toin Venitan, and you'll see what you need for a Shvua, and this is just a function of that. So basically you have a range of Shitas. You have the Raibid who says, and the Ramban, and that group of Rishonim say, it never was a din in any aspect of Kefal and Gneva. It's only a din in Shvua's Motivitas. Then you have those who think that it applies equally to, it's a din in Gneva and it applies equally to both. Then you have those who are mechalik between Toin Tanas Ganav and Ganav, either for practical reasons because of the role of Shvua, or maybe the role of Shvua reflects a different orientation, or maybe that different orientation is itself dependent upon whether you say Chad beGanav, Chad beToin Tanas Ganav, or Trey or Shneem beToin Tanas Ganav, and we have a whole different limud and source for regular gan. Okay. That's for davar. So much for davar shein mesuya. So now let's get back for a moment, and as I say, agav, we also have another interesting issue, and that is the question of Gilgal, according to Tosis. Would other Rishonim agree with that case? Can Gilgal work for Toin Tanis Ganav? That's an interesting question in light of Kafetz Benishba. Partially it's an issue of the nature of Gilgal, partially it may be about the role of Shvua in Toin Tanis Ganav. Okay. And either the Or Sameach's cases or Gilgal Shvua may be a way to find a hechatimtzi where you can separate Dover Sheinu Mesuyam B'Shvua from Dover Sheinu Mesuyam B'Kefel, assuming again that Dover Sheinu Mesuyam is Nitan L'Gilgal Shvua. Okay, getting back to the larger issue of Toin Tanis Ganav now. So just if somebody could read quickly, maybe Moshe, if you don't mind. The Shakla Vatari here on Samech Gimel on the base, continuing from where we left off, or Samech Gimel Amidal for the bottom. Al Kol Aveda. Just a little louder so people can hear. So your mark is but what don't you have in that case? Kefo. Right? Correct? Go ahead. Echem Pitoni. Okay, so that's the first halacha. What would be the havamina that Torin Tanis Avad would be Mechayev Yukefo? Such that we need to be memayit that. What would be the what would that be based on? Yeah, any tainus ptur, shmira should be a form of gneva. That was the havamina. That's very important, right? It could be that it's only something like avad, right? Some other more extraneous ptur, maybe not. It's hard to know. But at least, at minimum, the Gemara Havamina, that a tainas p'tur, shel shmira, b'sheker, is mechayiv you as a ganav. And the Kamash Milad is that it's not so, right? That it's not sufficient that you have a tainas p'tur generally, even a tainas p'tur b'torah shomer, b'sheker, it's got to be the exploitation of Geneva itself. That's why that's what I mentioned yesterday in the context of the possibility that, again, Tosin Bava Kama, Ben Zayin Beis, that Balavimo, even B'Gneva, may not work. Because maybe it has to be Gneva, B'Toras, Gneva. If Tainas P'tur Shomer isn't enough, even a Tainas Gneva, which isn't really B'Tor, P'tur Shmira, may not be enough. Although, obviously, one is is far more likely to be true than the other. But that's the Havamina was that any Tainus Ptur, at least Shel Shomer, would work. The Maskana, we just have to figure out how far it goes. Continue. So that's the second element that you need, Shvua. And in light of our discussions, A, what kind of Shvua do you need? Can you get away with Kafetz V'Nishba? If not Kafetz V'Nishba, what about Gilgal? Moreover, can you ever have Toin Tanis Ganav B'li Shvua? The Magid Mishnah's question against the Rambam, why not? The Or Sameach suggestion, maybe you really can. So now, in light of all that, right, it becomes a possible reading of the Rimigash, that the fact that the Zechi of Shvua is part of the mechayev, and has to be bedavar shechayavim bo shvua, maybe even beyond the actual application of shvua. Once you take those four or five points into consideration, so now the Gemara's discussion here, how do you know that you need a shvua, becomes crucial. Because according to our Sameach, it's basically, it's not shvua per se. But maybe according to the Rimagash and others, it's more like a shvua sabikado, maybe it's ikar davar amechayim. Okay, continue. Tan Rabbanan. Dimi matzei aganav. Good, keep going. The Kula Alamiyas. So that's the Leewood, that's how we know the Parsha, that's of Toin Tanis Gan. Go ahead. Oh, so stop here for 1 second. So again, here's where we have the idea that there are two ways to read the parsha, and we've already suggested with regard to Davar Sheina Mesuyam that this may be not just a technicality, you know, if it's in the parsha, so the psukim apply to it or not, but if it's chad leganav and chad letoin tanis ganav and they're interchangeable, so maybe that implies that there's one mechayev and the, you know, just compensation and adjustment. If the whole parsha is about toin tanis ganav and ganav is learned from a totally different remez, so then maybe they're fundamentally different. And there'll be other or additional nafkamina as well. Okay, so it's interesting now in light of that the Gemara is suggesting that the Rav Chiya Bar Abba's halacha may depend on these two points of view. So again, one way to explain it is what we just said. Well, you know, it's, you know, does the parsha apply to both or not? What I'm suggesting now is, Gufa, whether or not Dalet Vehei applies just because Kefal applies, is also a dual question. Number one, about the relationship between Kefal and Dalet Vehei. But we already know that there are some discrepancies, and we'll see more. But also about the relationship between Toin, Tanis Ganav, and Ganav. If Toin, Tanis Ganav, and Ganav are basically one Mechayiv, and the Shvua and the context of Shmira, right, compensates for the lack of Hotsom Rishis Habayla, but it's all Geneva. So that, of course, there should be no difference between Kefel and Dalet Vehei. But if we conclude that we're dealing with different Mechaivim, and that the points of difference just show that there are two different Mechaivim at all, you know, what's common, the fact that there's Geneva and Kefel is the Chiddush, in the Chabal LeChidusho, so then we shouldn't be surprised that just because they're kefal doesn't mean that there is dalet vehei. I think that works nicely. Now, of course, the other element that may be involved, just one more second, is whether or not the tzvicha mechira, getting back to the Ravid issue, Ravid Rashi Rambam issue, is the tzvicha mechira in Toin Tanis Ganav after the shvua, or is it before the shvua? That too may dictate, number one, when the real geneva was. Is the geneva traced back to the Shas Afkada, or is it the time of the Taino Shvua? But it also may establish whether or not we're even dealing with the same notion of Dalet Vehei or not. Yeah?
If the Shvua and the other issues of Taino Afkada were just compensation for the differences in terms of Maisa, etc., So you can still understand that the davening may have to do with the way in which something was stolen, and then the fact that that it wasn't done with the mice of the tzadik should file him.
Maybe. Maybe. It also relates back to what I just said a second ago, which is the Dalad Vehei, the Tzvicho Mechikara took place exactly when.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, so let's continue. So I think that's, again, it's not just a question of the Limudim here, it's a question of the nature of the two sources, the nature of the two categories of Gneva. Okay, continue. Can we anticipate a little? Go ahead. Oh, so that I think is very significant. In other words, even if we were to say that we accept Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba according to both Deos, so in one case it's based on a Limud, and the other case it's based on Ein Meshivin Al Akesha. Here there's an interesting Rashi. Moshe? You don't mind? Rashi has two deos. Ein Meshivin Al Akesha means the relationship between Ganav and Tointan is Ganav. Right? Or you need something in between those two. Okay, go ahead, read it quickly if you don't mind. Yeah.
Even the Snichu Vadadi, Honeykroy, Iskish, Ganav, the five times Ganav Vadadi, my Ganav Shantakumi Adam Kamishan Tama Kamata, and five times Ganav Shalom Arbava Kamishan. I forgot the Kilomikra from the Ganav Atsmash, you can five case of the Lashua, five of the five times Ganav Sarshua, and the Shivan Alakish, and then the Hamilton of Gazalatin. Bigger than Andri Hakesh of the Nefar Shasim, Hoyle the Gaman, the Hoyle the Ganav Shalom Kapel, the ten times Ganav Shalom Kapel.
Okay, so for technical reasons, Rashi doesn't like it. I just think it's very interesting, the two formulations here. Number one, the idea of Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh, I think could be understood in two ways. It could be understood purely on technical drushos grounds. Even if two things are different from each other, so Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh as a limud, as a gzeiras hakasuv, as a megale fact, there's a difference. As a megale fact, even though there are other discrepancies, that's the way that a hakesh works. That's one way to understand it. The other way is that that Ein Meshivin Al HaHekesh here means that in light of the hakesh, we should look at the other discrepancies which would have been the basis for a pircha as what I was calling before, compensations and adjustments. But really, the fact that there's a hekesh shows you that fundamentally we're dealing with one parsha of Gneiva. That's number one. Number two is that the first daya of Rashi, the one that Rashi likes, is basically saying, Ganav has Dalad Vehei and Tointan has Ganav has Dalad Vehei. Whereas the second Deya is working through the medium of Kefel. And I think that's interesting from two points of view. Number one, the relationship between Kefel and Dalad Vehei. To what extent do we view Dalad Vehei as a natural outgrowth of Kefel, as an extension of Kefel? That's one of the things that we're kind of discussing. Right? It's Shor Seh. But there are very few limitations, maybe no limitations, or maybe only Dover Shein and Mesuyam, or maybe other limitations.
Right.
And the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's halacha itself, which not everybody agrees to, right? We saw that on Samach Beis, Amud Beis already, that it's possible to disagree with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So, in general, we say about this halacha that, when there's no kefil, there's no dalad vehei. Right, so sometimes that's understood in very technical terms, because then it would only be shlosha v'arba, and the gzeiras hakasuv is arba v'chamisha. So lemaisa, if you don't have kefil, you don't have dalad v'hei. Other times there seems to be an indication that dalad v'hei works off of kefil. The more we view kefil and dalad v'hei as being similar mechayvim, despite the differences that I spoke of before, the double as opposed to the quadruple and quintuple, being more directly related, it flowing without a separate maisa apparently from the maisa, then the more likely it is to say that dalad v'hei is connected to kefel in a much more technical way, gimel v'dalid, or if you're not going to say you know, that, then you're certainly not going to say even a bigger chumra. But if we downplay the differences between kefil and dal bay, and we see double, quadruple, quintuple, you know, a similar idea, so then maybe the hekesh has to go through kefil. At the same time, by putting the hekesh through kefil, it sounds like we are de-emphasizing a little bit the hekesh of ganav and towing tanas ganav, per se. Even according to the mandamar, ein meshivin ala hekesh. Ein meshivin ala hekesh, but, you know, it's not just, oh, the ganav has it, so towing tanas ganav has it. Ganav, which has this mechanism, other thing, the fact that we use other things, what I'm saying is, maybe significance for one or both of these issues. Relationship between Dalbe and Gefel, relationship of Ganav and Toin Tanis Kapa. Okay, let's continue. Bishloma. Well, so here, of course, this is a very important line of the Gemara. Moshe, in what way, in light of what we've been saying? I'm saying, why is this such an important, this is a terrific line, right? Lacey, the Kavachomer, Mitoin Tanis Ganav, what's a Kavachomer? It's only a Kavachomer if you look at Toin Tanis Ganav as what? Well, if it's different, then you wouldn't say Kavachomer. If it's similar, even though it doesn't seem to have all the chumrah requirements, then you say kal chomer. That's if the mechayiv of Toin Tanis Ganav is shmira, right? Then you're not going to learn. And it's not just that the shmira is are details that compensate for lack of ma'isot, somer, shesabaylam, etc. Right? Then you're not going to learn a kal chomer. You're going to say, well, a regular ganav isn't a shomer. A regular ganav isn't taking a shvua, right? Right, okay. All I'm saying is the more you see Toin Tanis Ganav as a special din, where the Mechayev is Shvua Ushmira, the less likely you are to say Naisi B'Kal V'Chomer. And the more you look at Shvua and Shmira as the compensating factors, and it's not a din Shmira and Shvua at all. It's the Shvua and the Shmira are what account for not requiring B'Surah Saliyadeh, Maisot, Tzomer, Shisabaylim, the more you would dafka want to say Kal V'Chomer. Because it couldn't be a Toin Tanis Ganav in the world if there wasn't a Geneva, because it's just the circumstances that allowed you to shortcut and to get to Geneva. So that's why this is a very important line. So the Chitei Malaysa B'Kal B'Chomer, that means basically that both of them are dinim of Geneva, and the answer is, well, how do you really, that's exactly the answer. Daya Lava Min Adin, go ahead, Lios Kenadun, Malalan B'Shua, Avkan B'Shua, meaning the answer is Shvua isn't necessarily just a compensation for lack of money. You start off with Maiso Tsa, with the institution of Geneva, then you try to get there through the context of Shvua, of Shmira and Shvua. But on the contrary, it's a special din Geneva for a Shomer. Even if there wasn't a regular din Kefel of Geneva, we could conceive the Gemara saying of a Kefel, Dafke Batorin Tanis Ganav, and not Beganav. That whole exchange is about this, and it's even clearer in the next line. We'll see. Nafkale, go ahead. Minatana de Bechizkia. Oh, you know, actually, we're not going to read the Tana de Bechizkia. We're not going to read the next line either, because that's just the back and forth. But it's basically this remez of Shadi, Bain, and so on. But we are going to look at it very quickly. Is the bottom of if you turn to Samach Dalet on base for a second, just to get through this. We have the Suya Dabra Masuyam that we discussed already, the different Girsos, the different Rishonim, the different significance of it. Okay? And then at the bottom of Samach Dalet, it's just a restatement of this same last point about the Kal V'Chomer. Right? The Ema, if we could skip to that. The Ema Ganav Atzmo, 3, 6, 7 or so lines to the bottom, across from the Gilyon HaShas. Across from the bottom of the Gilyon HaShas. Got it? The Ema?
Yeah.
Right, so now again, the Gemara is considering the possibility, and again, that's amazing. If the purpose of Shavua is to compensate for lack of Maisel Tzom Rishus Abaylan, that you don't need Shavua, it's only if you think that Toin Tanas Ganav, part of the Mechayev is Shavua. Again, let me say it in starker terms. If you hold like the Or Sameach, which is that the only reason you need a Shavua in Toin Tanas Ganav is to make sure, is to add Chiyuv to the equation. Because until the point of the Shavua, you're Chayev anyway. So that makes sense in the context of Shmira. Because in Shmira, either you have to return the ban or you have to account for the ban. Doesn't make sense in classical Gneva. Why would anybody think that classical Ganav should require a Shavua? But if you think in Toin Tanas Ganav, the Shavua is part of the Mechayev, it's a Shavua Sapikadon type of Halacha, something of that sort. So just because we know there's Gneva and there's Kefel in the Parsha of Shavua Sheker, doesn't necessarily prove that there's Kefel for a regular Ganav. The Or Sameach would have a very tough time with this Havamina of the Gemara. On the other hand, the Rimigash, if I was reading it correctly, might find this line of the Gemara to be wonderful. Go ahead. So we're back to that. Right, let's learn Gneva straight from Toin Tanas Ganav. Ma Toin Tanas Ganav. But here it's spelled out. Go ahead. So that works very nicely. That's why I wanted to add that extra line. I mean, the Gemara itself is saying, listen, you know, if you have Gneva without a Teira Asal Yadeh, with a Teira Asal Yadeh, meaning without a Maisa Gneva, so obviously, with a Maisa Gneva, you can only certainly have Gneva. The Gemara doesn't know about Shua V'Shomer. The Gemara understands that Shua V'Shomer is the way of overcoming the fact that there's no, that it's Betei Ros Aliado. Got to do something. That's what the Gemara says. Ella, go ahead. Okay. Good. So basically, this sums up pretty much the Shaka Vitaria, where the Gemara itself, in several points, is really weighing A, the relationship between Ganav and Toin Tanas Ganav in the same Parsha, whether they're going to be Nafka Mina, or the need for extra limudim to apply dinim like dalad vehei that apply to one, do they apply to the other? The question of hekesh, meshivin ala hekesh, what that means, what the hekesh is it through kefel or is it through toin tanas ganav, what ein meshivin means, and then especially this discussion about the possibility of shvua for ganav or the possibility of learning ganav from toin tanas ganav. There's also an interesting tosis here on the top. Tzvi, you want to read it? Just the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, just for a second. Tells us, notice the language of the Gemara.
Which is
the top one.
Raiden.
Yeah, the Gemara, just read the line in the Gemara again quickly. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So Tosus was bothered by why in one case it says Shaganva, Midimos Shaganva, in the other case Midimos Shavda. Okay, so what does Tosus say?
Shenignevu,
Rabusa. So what do you think about this Tosas? Tosas, the question Tosas addressing is a good question. I mean, why did the Braisa... Braisa is talking about whether Tainus Ganav is Tainus Avad also or only Tainus Ganav. And we explain. Any Tainus Ptur, or at least draw the line at Pture Shmira, or no, the exploitation of Gneva for Ptur is itself Gneva. Great. But why the difference in the cases between the emphasis on what really happened to the chepetz, whether it was nignav or nev. Right. So Tosa says, Tzvi, basically, bigger chid, which is a bigger chiddush, avad is a bigger chiddush. So what do you think about that? On one level it's true, but it's still a bit of a chiddush in Tosas.
I'm not sure
what he's asking. Tosas' conclusion is to explain that we want to show the chiddush in both cases. So we want to show that even though he destroyed the chepetz, even then he doesn't pay kefal. So that's just an interesting, that's not a problem, but it's a point to be made here. Namely, what's Tosas' assumption? That kefal will be connected to what happens to the object after the geneva. In other words, what one would have thought, again, getting back to the relationship between Kefal and Dalet Vehei is always about what happens to the Chepetz after the Gneva. On the contrary, the pressure, the burden in Dalet Vehei is to try to figure out whether or not it's connected to the Maisa Gneva at all. As will you say, we'll get to it, but will you say that, you know, that like what seems to be in Kefal, if you go ahead and you do Tzvichu Mechira on Ashor Raseh, so Igloi Milsulam Afreya, that this Gneva, these are the conditions for a Gneva which ends up in this way, is Mekayev Dalet Vehei as well. But it's the burden, you know, to formulate it that way, because it seems so, you know, not front loaded but end loaded, that it's hard to put it all on the Gneva. Kefal, on the other hand, since it's automatic, there's no separate Maisa, so it seems like it's all front loaded, it's all part of the Maisa Gneva. Why do you really care what happens in the Chepetz one way or another after the Gneva? Yeah?
Wouldn't it be different here because Gneva kind of would be the next Gneva in a certain sense?
Maybe. That's an interesting point. Interesting point. Or it could be in general, but I hear you what you're saying. So either way, I think this Tosas is interesting. Tosas is saying, based on the Chidushim and the Gemara, that one might have thought that Kefal depends on the situation of the Chepetz afterwards, which very much puts it in the, you know, instead of Dalet Vehei, light of Kefal, Kefal, light of Dalet Vehei. And, separating it in a way from the Mechayev of Karen and from the Maisa Gneva. So Jake is making an interesting suggestion. Even this Hava Mina, is that Dafka and Toin Tanas Ganav, is what you're saying? Or would it be in Gneva Atzmo? Because Toin Tanas Ganav, the whole Maisa Gneva, is problematic in a way to begin with, that Teras Aliado. So you might think, in particular, that what happens afterwards, you know, becomes particularly relevant.
I'll say that because
what happens afterwards is the Maisa Gneva. Well, except that everybody will agree. Oh, the Achille is the... Yeah, okay. I think we're... Right, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're saying it even more sharply. It's not just that we care what happens afterwards. Well, that is the Maisa Gneva. So we don't just care about it. That's it. Yeah. I don't... In Tosas, Does it sound like he goes that far? Maybe. It's hard to know. Either way, this is, I think, an important Ta'ara. Okay. So just to sum up, for Toin Tanas Ganav, we're going to stop here in 1 minute. So basically, we've seen many things. The Gemara itself on Samach Daled Amud Beis points out its Betei Ras Aliado, that there is no Maisa Gneva. One would have thought that maybe there might be Gzela, but Gneva, right? On the other hand, it is the Gneva of a Shomer. And it's Al Yedei Shavua, and then the question becomes separate Mechayev, or these are compensations for Gneva. By which I mean, if there was no Gneva in Kefal, then it would be inconceivable to have a Toin Tanas Ganav Kefal. As opposed to saying, the Mechayev is the Shmira, the Mechayev is the Shavua. No. there are elements in Toin Tanis Ganav that commend Kefel, even if a regular Ganav did not. So it's not a way of adjusting, and it's not on the contrary. I mean, it's just fascinating that, you know, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact. You could say it's the Torah is accenting the Chiddush, but we should never lose sight of the fact that the main parsha of Kefel is really said by Toin Tanis Ganav and not by Ganav, to the extent that our Shaklev Atari is trying to figure out, well, how do we even know Ganav? Right. So again, if the answer is Kal v'chomer, or if the Limud teaches us that Kal v'chomer in the end, so we end up saying, well, there wouldn't be a Toin Tanis Ganav, just you can't learn it that way, but you know, once we know the facts, there still wouldn't be a Toin Tanis Ganav if it wasn't, you know, able to get to Gneva, and if Gneva didn't have this din, fine. But the other possibility really is that the main parsha of Kefel is about Toin Tanis Ganav, because the main din of Kefel is a din in Shomer and Shvua. And there's a separate halacha of Gneva being Mechayev you Kefel. So that impacts on how much the Dinei Shmira are just, you know, there to compensate, or how much they are the Mechayev. And the same thing is true with the Shvua itself. And I think that has impact, whether it needs to be a regular Shvua Sashomrim, whether it can be a Gilgal Shvua, whether it can be Kafatz V'Nishba, you know, whether, you know, if you were, what would happen if you were chayiv, or if you were stealing, you know, already, even if you didn't take the shvua, the Ar Sameach type issue. I think all these questions really become much more acute. Davar Sheina Mesuyam, if we're mechalik in that way, and so on and so forth. And in light of this, I think also we look back at some of the other issues, like, does Shlichus Yad really preclude Toin Tanis Ganav? How much Bailus, let's say there's already Kinyan and Bailus. I mean, can you still talk about Toin Tanis Ganav? Is the argument between the Rambam and the Ravid, or the 2 days in the Gemara, about whether Shlichus Yad is really a Kinyan? Or even agreeing that it's a Kinyan? Doesn't necessarily mean there's no Toin Tanis Ganav, because we shouldn't be assessing the Ganeva of Toin Tanis Ganav the way that we assess regular Geneva. But a regular Geneva, you would never say, you know, he's Gonev as Shalom. But as a Shomer, you know, who received the Chefetz under certain circumstances, and who is being Nishba, so maybe even if he wouldn't qualify on a Kenyan level to be a Ganev outside, but he, you know, he's a Ganev Lin in Toin Tanis Ganev. It's a whole different concept than Parsha. And I think that's another way to look at the discussion of the Gemara or the discussion of the Rishonim about the impact of Shlichus Yad, the impact of Shvua B'Kofer B'Pikadon, the impact of Kofer B'Pikadon in its own right. And then again, to repeat, the discussion of Tosas on Samach Beis Amid Beis about Anovim Omdus Libatzeh that we raised before Yom Kippur, which was, again, what is the critical moment in defining something as Karkar Metalton Linyan Toin Tanis Ganav? Is it Havkada? Is it the moment of the Taina? You know, that too just takes on new meaning and significance, you know, depending on whether or not we focus on Toin Tanis Ganav in terms of Shmira, or in terms of, and we acknowledge that there's no Maisa Hotzom Rishus Habaylim at all. It's Beteiros Eliyado. It remains Beteiros Eliyado. So maybe the Zman Afkada is really everything. Or is it really the Taina Ushvua, and that's the Maisa Gneva, that's the compensating Maisa Gneva, etc. So I think all of these issues, or many of these issues, take on much greater significance in light of seeing the total picture. Okay, we're going to stop here. What we have left to do is not very much. You know, I'm just going to give you one or two things to look at which I didn't previously. But on Samachem and Aleph, this on Rashi. I gave you Rashi. What did I give you? Rashi and Samachem and Aleph. I gave you. I mean, Rashi and Bab Metzi Yudam Beis. And Tosan Samachay Yom Aleph, right? And Exos I gave you a look at. So just also look at the... Did I give you the Rashash also? On Samachay? Samach... I gave you the one, I think, on Mesuyam. But look at the one also on Samachay Yom Aleph. And also look at Tosas in Baba Kama Ayin Tess Yom Aleph. Just very quickly. It's going to take 10 minutes, I hope. Dibra Maskil... Osho Tzio Mershus Bailin. And Tosis and Ksuvis. Two Tosis and Ksuvis very, very, very quickly. One, in connection with Tosis Ayin Tess, look at Tosis Lamed Aleph Omid Beis. Dibra Maskil Ubershus Harabim. No, is it? Yeah. Ubershus Harabim Nami Kana, Lamed Aleph on Beis. And very, very quickly, Tosas Lamed on Beis, the Idolo Matsi Hadura in Ksuvis, the Ri and the Ritzva, and the Kovet Shurim of Rabbi Chana Vassaman on that, if you get a chance. If not, again, I'll mention one of those very quickly. Okay, so we want to do that, and then I want to spend a few minutes speaking about Re'ehu Velo Shel Hekdesh, which we never got to speak about. The Tosas and Rav Chaim, and then we start with Samachek.